Now, why do we say just 2 minutes? Well, 2 minutes is a long time to a thing. It, the equivalent in the body would be 2 or 3 hours. It works faster when he's exteriorized than when he's inside. So let's ask this boy to do this stunt. Let's ask him to hold on to the two back corners of the room and sit there and not think. And then let's take him 2 minutes by your clock, huh? Let's not take him 2 minutes out of his hat, because most auditors, 2 minutes to most auditors is usually 12 seconds. Minutes a long time when you're sitting in an auditing chair. So you really actually take it 2 minutes by the clock. Long time to the thetan. You'll find out his visio will pick up and other things will occur, but most important, he can find out that he can look that far away from himself without everything falling in on him. His body's liable to get somatics, various things are liable to occur. And if things start to occur simply because he's doing this process, well, of course, you know, then the natural thing to do would be to go on to the next process just because it's the next process. Is that right or wrong? If anything starts to happen by reason of his holding on to the two back corners of the room, his comm lag goes down, he starts to get dopey, he gets groggy, he gets somatics, he gets some violent perception changes, he's having a hard time fishing for them. Any one of these things occurs, that is a communication lag boosted up to the dignity of a process lag. In other words, the process isn't finished yet. And so, although I say 2 minutes by the clock, I say that because it usually takes that long for the fellow to forget himself enough to let things start to happen. Now, 2 minutes by the clock, and now suppose something really is happening with this fellow, you know, and he's getting perception changes and so forth. Well, you just better do that process until he ceases to get changes, until as long as he's getting a change, you do that process. It's a process all by itself. Savvy? So he's getting perception changes. So you do this thing for 5 hours. This guy's exteriorized, and he's still getting changes at the end of 5 hours. Fine. It obviously was the best process that you could have given him at the moment, because it's the one that's producing all the change. Well, you know, you ought to be chasing this fellow around over the moon, and you ought to be doing all sorts of things. And Ron said that he ought to be exercised, and he ought to be able to patch up his body, and he ought to be able to heal people, and so forth. Well, that's the thing we ought to be doing then, isn't it? No, it says right in the auditor's code, run processes flat. Run a process as long as it produces change. Process producing no change, why go on to the next process? Give it a fair trial. Well, a fair trial for a hold of two back anchor points of the room, a fair trial for it is 2 minutes for a thetan exterior. A good trial for it for a person when he's in his body is 15 or 20 minutes. You know, you ask the fellow while he's sitting there in the chair, hold the two back anchor points of the room. He holds them, and he holds them for 15, 20 minutes, and then things start to happen. You know, all of a sudden, and he's getting whoom, bing. It kind of takes a little while for it to wind up sometimes. So a fair trial exteriorized would be a couple of minutes. A fair trial, well, let's say 15 minutes for somebody who was still interiorized. See, that would not be a route one process then, would it, if he were still interiorized? Difference between route one and route two, you know, of course, is just the fact a route one is run while a person's exteriorized. You notice some route one processes are the same as route two. This one, by the way, hold the two back anchor points of the room, also appears in route two, done in a different way. Done almost the same way, but it's done for a fellow interiorized. So this is the way you do it, and you run that as long as he would get a change. If he got no perception change by reason of holding on to the two back anchor points of the room, then there are two possibilities, three possibilities. One, he went back inside. Two, he wasn't doing the process. You know, he didn't hold on to. You told him to, and he's sitting there, but he's not doing it. There's that possibility, you see, occurs. And the other one is that he's in such good shape that merely contacting some mess doesn't disturb him any. So you just pays your money and you take your chance.